This is Daylight Magazine, coming to you from Adventist World Radio Ghana, the voice of hope.
AWR Ghana, voice of hope. Voice of
hope. Today's Daylight Magazine has segment designed with you in mind. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man, you were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what you're worth.
Crucified, lay behind the stone, you lived to die, rejected and alone, like a rose, trampled on the ground, you took the fall, thought of me, above all.
Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man, you were here before the world began.
Segment is Reflections, written by Ebenezer Quay and presented by Julian Amo.
Life makes no meaning until you make meaning of your own life. Life is an existence until you find your purpose, then you begin to live. Life's oppositions are determined by your position in life. Life's sacrifices you make are determined by your rise in life. Life's excuses shall always excuse you from enjoying life's best. Life presents you with presents in the present, so live your life in the present. Life mayn't be fair, but it's fair. It's always fair as you reap what you sow. Life's pull and push can make you wise or make you like a fool in the pool. Life begins with a competition. If one, the rest is collaboration and cooperation. Life begins in the soft womb and ends here on earth in the hard wound and tomb. Written by Ebenezer Coy.
We thank God for this great opportunity that He has granted us to come here this morning to share His word with you. May His name be praised and adored. Amen. I am Sandra Ahia, and with me here is our own Pastor Jasper Osei Bunsu and our wonderful friend, Mr. Emmanuel Lai. Please, you are welcome.
Thank you.
Today's lesson is captioned, All Your Heart, All Your Heart. And in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 13 tells us that you'll seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Amen. What has been your experience with this promise? And what does all your heart mean to us? This is a question on board. As our lesson is captioned, All Your Heart, what does it mean?
Yes, as in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 13, the Lord is saying we can do what? Find Him. But there is a condition that we can find Him if only we will seek Him with all our heart. Not that we will like partial way of looking for our God or trying to find God or seek solution from our problems from Him. But meanwhile, our hearts and our thoughts, everything based on different things else. We cannot combine these two. So this particular verse is telling us that we can see God. As for that one, it is a must. We can find God. But we can find Him if we seek Him with all our hearts, with all our minds, everything based directly to Him. If we do that, God will draw us closer to Him.
And thank you so much, Mr. Lai.
Thank you so much, Sandra. And you're so welcome to the program. We're looking at all our hearts. And I think you just read from the scripture, from Jeremiah 29, verse 13. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. So we are trying to understand what it means by the expression, all our heart. And as Pastor has rightly put it, all our heart means our whole being, the entirety of our personality, our whole humanhood, if it's a word like that, focused on our God. And so, looking at all our heart, I'll go on to maybe ask Pastor to look at Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 1 to 14, probably if he can give us a kind of gist on it, and then see how love and the mercy of God is revealed in these texts, from which we can understand what it means to have all our hearts for God. Jeremiah, if you can open with us, our listeners, 29 verse 1 to 14. Pastor, you can summarize for us what is there to understand the love and mercy of God as revealed, to understand this particular text, all our heart.
Yes. Here, these people, the people of Israel, were taken into captivity to Babylon. And here, prophet Jeremiah wrote a letter based on the prophecy from God to them. And this letter, in the letter, God was telling them that though you find yourself in captivity, you find yourself in slavery, a place that you don't deserve to be, but there was a condition. God also told them that no time, if you focus on verse 11, it reads, the Lord said, I know the thought I have for you. Thought of what? Good, but not of evil. To give you a future and a hope. So God was still having a purpose for them, even whilst they were in captivity. So Jeremiah wrote this letter to them in Babylon, trying to give them the promises that God was having for them. And for that matter, they had hope that even we are under these trials, we are under these problems, temptation. God hasn't left us ajar or alone. He still cares for us, and he's still attending to our needs. He's still writing for us or talking to us. So here, the prophets told them that irrespective of your problem, where you find yourself, yet God is saying he has a plan for you. And if you focus on the verse 13, that reads, God, you can find God when you search him with all your heart. It means you can come to the expected end, or you can come back, you can free yourself. But before that, you have to learn something. Initially, they were worshiping idols. They were weeping for tamals. They were doing a whole lot of things that led them into captivity. So here, God is saying, you can find me. You can see me. You can get to the promised land again. If you seek me with all your heart, if your heart turns towards me and me alone. So this particular verse is from verse 1 through to verse 14. Talks about the letter that Jeremiah through God wrote to them in Babylon.
Thank you so much for summarizing the whole lesson for us. But then we could see that others came to tell them great messages, that is, giving them hope that whatever situation that they are being into will definitely be over. And then Jesus Christ also came in to give them the message as recorded in Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 13. Therefore, how are we to differentiate between what they were told from the beginning and what Jesus Christ also told them? Because in this case, we could see that there is hope in all.
Yes, the false prophets were telling them that this captivity or the exile will not just take much time. No time, God will deliver you. Don't worry, no time, you free yourself. So these people were not doing as expected of them to do there in Babylon. So that tells us that when we get into a problem or a situation, the devil can also talk to us. The devil can also give us a possible means that we can solve our problems. Whilst God was talking to them through Jeremiah, other people, false prophets, were also prophesying to them that no time, your God will come and deliver you from the house of bondage or Ezra.
We are looking at all your hearts as a topic today. And what we have seen so far is we can't but give all our hearts to the Lord if we are to have any responses from him, at least, or if we have to live righteous life with our Lord. Pastor, living with all our hearts, we want to have a summary of it as we bring the program to a close. There are some people who really want to live for God and they want to live all their hearts for him. But we find that day in, day out, there are things that take us away from this goal that we have. How do we live all our hearts for Jesus, especially in these last days? What would you advise us to do?
Yes, it's true. We cannot live under this sun trying to seek God without asking for the Holy Spirit, the help of the Holy Spirit. Our mortal beings cannot achieve that unless we seek for source from somewhere. God is there to help us. That is why Jesus Christ promised us with the Holy Spirit that when the Holy Spirit comes, the Holy Spirit will assist us to do what our immortal body cannot do. So the Lord is there to help us. It happens during the day of Pentecost. The Holy Spirit came and the people were able to do what Jesus Christ told them that they would do. So as human beings living under this sun during this 21st century, it is not easy. Looking at things around, looking at problems that we are facing, God knows our struggle. One thing is, empty our heart and call his name and he will draw closer to us. God loves even sinners more than everybody. That is why he himself came and died for us. So let's seek God in prayers. Ask for the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit will direct us.
Indeed, the good Lord will bless you as you continue to listen to these wonderful messages that we have in store for you. And what I wish to say is that God did not forget his people, even though they were captive in Babylon. He planned to give them a new beginning with a new purpose, to turn them into new people. In times of deep trouble, it may appear as though God has forgotten you, but God may be preparing you as he did to the people of Judah. Blessed Jesus. For any inquiries or contribution, you can contact us on +233 244 673528 or 0244 0917-235-017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF-595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope. Voice of
Hope. This is a special announcement. Starting from the 27th of March 2016 to the 29th of October 2016, our new frequency for the summer broadcast will be 11955 kilohertz. Thank you.
Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus, hear, oh hear us when we pray.
A voice from heaven said to them,
listen to him, you better listen to him, listen to him.
You're shining bare
like the sun,
you're shining bare,
shown to everyone.
His clothes became as white as light.
Listen to him.
You gotta listen to him.
Listen to him.
Oh, 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 listen to him.
Listen to him.
Moses and Elijah talking there with Jesus.
A cloud enveloped them,
terrified.
The disciples faced down to the ground,
looked up, and the only one they found was Jesus.
Glorified,
glorified.
This is my son,
my Lord.
This is my
him, I am well pleased.
Listen to him.
You gotta listen to him.
Listen to him.
Whoa, you gotta listen to him.
Listen to him.
Listen.
Because
this is my son,
my Lord.
I am well pleased.
Listen to him.
Listen to him.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Listen to him.
No, you better listen. Never know what you are missing. Let's see, listen to him.
Listen to him.
Coming up next is the moment of truth.
Watching for you and for me.
Welcome back again onto the moment of truth. I am your humble servant, Dominic Bonny. Today's sermon is entitled Faithless Faith. I want us to take our text from James chapter 2, verse 18 to 20. And I read, it says, but someone will say, do you have faith? And I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. 19. It says, you believe that there is one God. You do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. Verse 26. But you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without work is dead. Some people do ask, yes, I have faith. Faith in my own explanation, I will ask, what is faith all about? If I have the if I have the faith and I don't feel any works in it, is it powerful? Is it something that you can call faith? There was a time I was with a friend and he said, I don't have money to pay my fees, but you know what? I know God can pay my fees for me. I asked, yeah, that's a good faith that you have. God can pay your fees for you. But what are you going to do so that this faith will seem as reality? He said, yes, I have the faith, but I know God is going to make it. He said, then, what is the faith all about? He said, again, Dominic, I know that God is going to pay this fees, but I have a sister who can pay the fees for me, but I don't have the faith. I don't have the strength to call him. I know that she can pay the fees for me, but I can't call her. And I say, he said you have faith. Then what is about all this faith you are talking about? One thing I do say to my friends is, if you really have faith, then you have to exercise that faith in God. If you really think there is that desire that you find the fullness of God in your life, that anything that is beyond your strength, God can make it possible, then you have to act upon it. So the title of the sermon goes, Faithless Faith. The text used to say again, James chapter 2 verse 18. It says, but someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I'll show you my faith with my works. If you have faith, you have to follow it by the works. If you have faith, you have to move on. God has said wonderful things, mighty things in his word that, yes, he divided the sea into two, dry land, and the children of Israel walked in it. God did all these wonderful things. His word tells us that through his word, he created the universe that you and I are in. All these works depict that God is so faithful. God is mighty. So you and I can really trust this God that we are worshiping. But can we sometimes make the move onto God? Sometimes our heart is so burdened with the desires of the earth, the thinking that we have in our life. But the movement that we have to exhibit, the works of the faith that will make our faith faithful, we can't. So this one takes me to 1 Timothy, the book of Timothy, chapter number 2, verse 14. It says, and Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived fell into temptation. It is only the truth of God that can, my friend, can give us the courage. It can give us the power to move on as Christians. Yes, we have the desire to tell God, I have faith in you. I want to obey you. I have this conviction that God, you are good and you can do everything in my life. But if the power of the truth is not in you, if the power that can sustain our faith for us to move on is not in you, my brother, my sister, then you are lacking. Your faith is becoming faithless. There is no strength in that faith. It is about time we recognize that anything that we profess in as Christians, anything that God has laid in his word, that this is what I want my children to follow, you and I have to follow as well. We have to go in line with what God has said. If you really have faith in God, that God is mightier than all our problems, then whatever that he has said, then my brother, do this, you have to do it. That asking question about it. So one preacher that I used to listen says that if I want to talk about faith, then I'll say, faith is just obeying God without asking any question. For if he says do this, you will do it, because I believe in God. I have faith in God. I believe in the saving power of God. I believe that when I'm sick, when he asks me to do this, when he asks me to go on my knees to pray, because I have that faith, when I do that, I will get healed. My sister, my brother, if you have faith without working towards it, it becomes faithless faith. Show me your works, and I'll show you that the works with my faith makes my faith wholesome. May God bless you. May God continue to embed in your heart that you need him alone. And all that you seen in him, you exercise it by faith. For your works will confirm your faith. May God bless you.
Amen.
This is a special announcement. Starting from the 27th of March 2016 to the 29th of October 2016, our new frequency for the summer broadcast will be 11955 kHz. Thank you.
Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, you can reach us on
+233-244-673528
or 0244-235-017. Or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box A5595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
I believe today's magazine has been a blessing. May the good Lord's hand be in your life. Amen. Remember to tune in same time tomorrow. Bye for now.
Thank you.